BBC Radio Suffolk in the afternoon, 25 minutes past one is the time. I'm Rachel Sloane. Now, they've been very busy over the past 12 years. It's a series of schools charity music projects that raised over £37,000 and has involved some 5,000 children across the area. And what they've done is recorded music CDs, videos and given live concerts. Now, there was For Unto Us, the Christmas music project in 2002, Countdown, Let the Bells Ring Out and Heaven Invites You to a Party were three of the other CDs that they produced. But we've been following through the music project for 2005 and it's called Heaven to Earth. And it started off back in May when I went to the studios in Felixstowe. Recording was going on there with Andy Rayner and his team and the two soloists, Sam Gardner from Woodbridge and Catherine Cheadle from Felixstowe.
I think the first year we wrote one song specifically for it, whereas I think on this year's CD, out of the 17 songs, I think seven of them are ones that we've specifically written. Others are traditional Christmas classics and other really good contemporary Christmas songs that we've taken from other people.
You've got a couple more members of your team here. Tell me who else is here.
This is Sam. Sam's actually not been involved before, but he's a very, very good young male singer, and the song we were going to be recording this evening needs a good young male vocal on it, so we've drafted Sam in from Woodbridge to come and help us.
Okay, so Sam, are you involved with what, school or church at Woodbridge or what?
I'm involved with a church called St John's in Woodbridge, and my brother has done a lot of work with Mr Rayner here.
Okay, have you made a CD before?
No, I'm planning to go into a bit of a solo career and release my own. Yeah.
Oh, this will be great for the demo tape, won't it?
Yeah, this is just the start.
Ah, that voice of confidence. So what you're recording now is the CD of the music so that when it goes into the schools, the teachers have got an idea of what it should sound like.
Straight after Christmas, we started writing some songs, and then when it got to March, we actually started recording this, and we're now in early May, and we've got to the stage where we've probably recorded about 50% of the music ready to put the children on top of, as it were, is the final bit. There's a teaching CD we've got to prepare by the end of June. What we're doing this evening specifically is actually recording some bits of lead vocal that some of these teenagers are actually recording on top of that are going to be that the children are going to be singing along with.
Christmas is time for our giving and caring. Families gather and friends draw near. Now is the season for loving and sharing in all the fun at this time of year.
Good, that's much better. I think you need to be slightly more, you know, be a bit more dramatic, a bit more over the top.
Yeah, that's fine.
In your pronunciation and your feel, you know, so.
In all the fun at this time of year.
Yes, as we feast, there are millions go hungry. Through every day, countless lives are laid bare. Peace and goodwill are proclaimed for all nations. It's time to show that we
Just before the children broke up for the summer holidays, Andrew Davidson, our reporter, went to Felixstowe to see the filming of the DVD, and appearing in it was Simon Thomas from Blue Peter.
Actually, yeah, should we get him just coming out of here?
Simon, yeah. You want to just walk through and we'll film it, and then when you get to the end you can do the rhyme, otherwise I think it's
coming. Okay, I'm ready when you are, Simon.
Here I come.
We can hop, we can twizzle, we can skip and prance. We have reason to be happy, so let's join in the dance.
The children have just been forming an archway on the field, and three of them are with me now, Sophie, Lydia and James. Sophie, tell me what you've been doing today.
We've been recording a sort of video thing where we all have to shout Merry Christmas and then this arch thing.
Does it feel odd doing it when it's such a sunny day?
Yes, very.
Lydia, have you been involved in anything like this before?
Yeah, I was involved in the last For Unto Us. I was a dancer in it at the spa 3 years ago.
Does it feel weird doing it now? Because, you know, it's all going to get more exciting when it comes nearer Christmas, but it's sort of come towards the end of the summer term for you now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really weird.
Well, we're making a DVD that goes with the concerts, and this will be shown around schools, not only to get people supporting it, but also it goes along with the whole idea of telling the Christmas story in a fresh way. So we've been here at the school today trying to get hundreds of kids to put themselves in the position on a day when it's 23 degrees of thinking Christmas and all things festive, which is not easy, but they were fantastic. They were in good voice. I think the good weather brings out the best in them.
And then just two or three weeks ago, I went along on a Sunday afternoon to see the recording with hundreds of children of the music for the CD. I've got here Lynn Spall, who's children's coordinator for Heaven to Earth, and also a head teacher?
Yes, I am. I'm the head teacher at Creating St Mary Primary School.
Wonderful. How many children have you got here today?
We've got about a dozen children at the moment here, but the whole school has been practising the songs. But we can only have year 3 and 4 children. We're such a small school. We've only got, 17 year 3 and 4s.
Oh, right. Well, two of them are here with me now. Let me come here. Come here, George. Come here, Bobby, and have a chat to me. This is very exciting. Have you ever been on a record before?
No.
No? Never. So what do you think is the best song?
Heaven to Earth, that one.
Yeah. Is that the one they're doing at the moment?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds really good, doesn't it? Oh, and there are a lot of children here.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Logistics of doing this today. How many children are here?
We've got nearly 300 children here today, and that's been quite a headache in a way. We've had to make sure that we've had parents' consent for all the children to be here and to be videoed and recorded. But also trying to get them all part. But they're all here and they're all having a wonderful time. It's absolutely fantastic.
Well, what's even more fantastic is the CD is now made. It's not released quite yet, but the Heaven to Earth team have been very kind and said that we can have the first play of it this afternoon. So you're going to hear it in just a moment. On the line to us is Andrew Thomas and Andy Rayner, who, of course, are the team behind, or part of the team behind Heaven to Earth. Hello, guys.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Did it all bring it back to you, Andrew?
Yeah, it's been a long year of Christmas, but it's been great to get to this point and actually finally have the CD in the can.
It's wonderful. And Andy, you actually wrote the music, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we've written music to about 7 of the songs out of the 17 that are on the album. So, yeah, and the kids have sung them wonderfully and I think done them justice.
Right, well, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about what happens next, but we're going to hear it now. And obviously there's lots we could record, but the one that, well, we heard in the studio at the early stages and the children have been so enthusiastic about is We Can Make a Difference. Any particular thoughts on this before we hear it, Andy?
Well, this was our song that we wanted to make kind of our band-aid for 2005 that really says that we can make a difference in the world and each child and each one of us can make a real difference. And that's what we've been trying to say within this song in a positive way.
Okay, well, let's hear it now, then I'll come back to you and find out what happens next. So here we are, the very first time we can hear it, all put together now with the soloists, the children, musicians and everything else.
As we feast, there are millions go hungry. Through every day, countless lives are laid bare. Peace and goodwill I proclaim for all nations. It's time to show that we
that we can
make a difference.
Heaven to Earth. That was just great. Andrew, Andy, that sounds wonderful. You must be so proud of it. Andy?
Yeah, it's come together well. And, yeah, I think all the kids have just sung so brilliantly. And you get a real feeling of, real feeling of what we were trying to create when we actually wrote the song.
And I think it's great to think that, you know, if we go back to May and it was just starting, then in October we went through and recorded over 1,300 children. And actually they were all mixed together onto that song, so that's a lot of children, 1,300, all wanting to try and make some kind of difference.
I wonder if that's the biggest children's choir ever formed.
I don't know. We never measured that one.
It would be interesting, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm sure, Andy, I mean, you wrote the song, so you got that, you were there, you were getting them singing along. I was there on that Sunday afternoon in Woodbridge with Woodbridge Schools. And the thing that came across most strongly to me was what a team effort it was. And I know that, you know, the schools themselves have put in so much work teaching the children the songs, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, we've had 25 schools that have all been working, slogging their guts out since the beginning of term to actually teach the children the songs. And we've had a team of volunteers, probably close on 100 volunteers, that have been working really intensively, helping us put this together, you know, from the stewards in the car parks to the people looking after the children to all of the musicians and singers that have given their time freely and the big team that have organised it right across Ipswich, Felixstowe and Woodbridge.
It just occurred to me, you know, there must be 1,300 lots of parents who know that song incredibly well as well.
Well, wait till I get the CD home and start bugging them with that. I think that's when then the parents will get fed up with them.
Sure. Andrew, what happens next?
Well, next we are really now gearing up for two things. One, the release of the CD and the DVD. The CD becomes available on the 26th of November and the DVD on the 5th of December. And secondly, we are preparing for concerts for 5 nights at the Spa Pavilion from the 5th to the 9th of December. And we would love to have packed out crowds on every one of those nights.
Wow. So how do people get hold of tickets?
From the Spa Pavilion box office.
Spa Pavilion box office. And we ought to say, Andy, I mean, this isn't... I mean, you're having great fun doing it, but there is a serious point behind it. You want to raise lots of money for a very particular charity.
Absolutely. Tear Fund is a charity we've supported before. They do a lot of fantastic work, especially with children in third world countries. And we raised over £20,000 when we did the project 3 years ago, and I would really like to see if we can break that record and raise even more money for a really worthwhile cause.
It's just occurred to me, you know, that you've expanded now. You're now Woodbridge, Felixstowe, and some schools in Ipswich. There'll be people listening to this in Bury St Edmunds, in Lowestoft, in Sudbury, in all the other towns across the county. You'll say, our children would like to get involved in that too. Is there any chance of expanding it in the future?
Well, we'll have to talk about that later.
Let's get this one off and done for now. Lovely to talk to you both, and thank you for letting us follow the story through. I'll come along, if I may, to Felixstowe to the light switching on, which is when the sort of first public appearance and the launch of the CD is. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
And thank you for letting us have that first play of it. Is it okay if I play it on Sunday morning on my breakfast show as
please
well?
Please do, please do.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed, both of you, and all the very best. Andrew Thomas and Andy Rayner from Heaven to Earth. That's been a great project, and it isn't quite there yet. We'll keep following it through right to the very end.